made by...
From the Bay. Together, they are the curated catastrophe.
And now for something completely different.
A relaxed ass is a happy ass. But if it's a tight and unrelaxed ass, it's an unhappy ass.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe, where the grass is always greener on the other side, because Shay and Maldoror aren't over there fucking things up.
Definitely a happy ass.
Bye. you hear this opening track, you know it's The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
Come on, here we go again, motherfucker, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here, too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand, I can't feel anything. It isn't like I want to sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. Come on.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe with Maldoror and me, Shay from the Bay. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Here's Maldoror's favorite part.
Satan, one more time, motherfucker.
Thanks for being with us on another episode of The Cure to Catastrophe, only available on RadioValencia.fm, streaming and broadcasting from the Mission. Today, it was Maldoror's brilliant idea to put together an entire show of porn background music?
That's not exactly what the idea was.
It's basically American porno groove and other musical XXXX explorations.
There's a reason for this. Do we have time to explain it here?
Not exactly. We have a minute and 45 to get in and get out. So let me just go ahead and back announce. We opened up the show with Ron Jeremy. It was Dick Dagger's theme. That's off the Porno Sonic unreleased 70s porno music. We also heard...
That was good, actually.
Forbidden Fruit by David Gold and Gordon Reese. You guys, we have so many treasures. Is the show about porn? Not exactly. It's just music. But it is the cure to catastrophe, so stay tuned.
Okay, class, our final exam will be coming up at the end of this week. The test will be comprised of 20% written, 30% oral, and 50% anal. Any questions?
Professor?
Yes, dear.
Will there be any extra credit?
I am so glad you asked.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, streaming and broadcasting from the Mission. This episode, now with more girth and endurance for less button pushing. This is The Cure to Catastrophe. We are exploring American Porno Groove, and other musical explorations.
I feel like there's some context that needs to be established.
Yeah, let's
here,
go ahead and lay that foundation.
That one of my vinyl nerds.
Because we love
pages.
Plot. Some of us need plot.
Some of us need plot.
Some of us need audio. We'll move on. Yes.
This wasn't supposed to be a show about porn.
It's not about porn.
But I found one of my vinyl nerd pages. Someone was talking about this record they found that's all about sexploitation, blaxploitation, and kung fu movie trailers and soundtracks. And it's just wah-wah groove funk, which I've been going through this weird wah-wah funk thing.
Way to qualify what's happening here. We like
so,
that.
Yeah, I was like, I was going to play a bunch of that last week, but it was so goddamn hot in here that I didn't want to bring a record down.
Because it would wilt.
Wilt warp, yes. So yeah, it got put on hold for this week.
It couldn't maintain its constituency in the heat.
Anyway.
It got limp.
I talked to my mom earlier today, and yeah, she said she might tune in, and I completely forgot that this was supposed to be our theme this week.
We're so excited. Whenever Mom Dora listens, and nonetheless, the show is not about porn. This show is about some of the psychedelic funk. Some of the Afro-punk funk? I mean, there are so many. It's like part of it's smooth jazz, part of it's EDM. The background music that goes into porn in the era when people did not listen to porn on mute, which is to say next to their partners. Just kidding. Why did you cough into the mic on that?
Because I didn't know what you were about to say.
Well, no one ever knows. But this is a fun show. So you found something.
I'm still just going through my wah-wah funk phase. It's not all the pornographic weirdness.
This isn't pornographic weirdness either, because
But I did bring that record, which I do not have queued up, because I've been busy getting the show a full loft. A loft.
Let's get the show aloft. It does have wings here on the, at Radio Valencia.
The damn thing's got wings.
Yeah, the Wi-Fi's up.
Well,
the wires have been jiggled. They're not melted together today. And if you wonder what I'm talking about or what Maldor is laughing about, go ahead and check out last week's episode, which came out pretty well, all things considered.
Considering the station melted down.
It fucking melted down.
Show,
so did we.
The computer overheated and just started playing apparently garbage out on the air.
Such a wild thing. But, not garbage, the band. Actual trash.
But the podcast got recorded, so we produced the podcast.
Good for us for sallying the fuck on forth.
Yeah.
And believing that the podcast would come through. So if you want to go ahead and find that podcast, guys, go to radiovalencia.fm. We have a new website. Most of the things work on the new website. We're excited about that.
We have a new website?
Don't we?
No.
I mean, it doesn't look different, but the back end is different. Anyway, radiovalencia.fm. Don't
nope,
say that.
The guy we gave...
Not a lie.
The guy who's... Everything's
just
going great.
Lie. Okay. Hashtag jiggle the wires. Hashtag award winning.
Hashtag melting down in the middle of the show.
That happened. It did happen. And if
and
you want to hear it,
for once.
That's fine. So hear all about it by downloading the episode on radiovalencia.fm, / podcast, and then go to The Curity Catastrophe.
Incidentally, Mom Dora just confirmed she's listening, so I'm really looking forward to your second set.
So my second set is deeply offensive. We could skip it. I suggested as much. The only reason
I... Do you want to back announce what you heard on the first set? Just
yes,
so
let's go ahead.
Mom Dora knows what she's missing?
Oh, Mom Dora, I'm so sorry. So I thought this was cool because the last one... We closed out the opening set. It was an arrangement by Quincy Jones, so I thought that held... Mom Dora, please, I'm appealing. But it was the Ray Brown Orchestra with Coming and Going. They did not take out the porn sounds from the background. It's true. Before that, it's Two is Better Than One, which you can figure it by the upstrokes. We also heard Bare Knuckles, the main theme, and Chow Chung's theme by Thunder Fist. That was a double shot off the album that Maldor is going to enlighten us with. Sex, Sleaze, and Soul, Nice Treats presents. That's what your son brought, Mondora. And then before that, we heard the opening credits, as always, by Richard Cheese. We heard Forbidden Fruit by David Gold and Gordon Reese. And opening it all up was Ron Jeremy with Dick Dagger's theme.
It can't really be Ron Jeremy. He's not a musician, especially not of that caliber.
And does his voice sound like that? No, he's not a musician, but it was him saying at the beginning, like, it was this ass, you know, right. Et cetera, et cetera.
Gotcha.
Mom Drawer, I apologize in advance. This is actually not about porn, but this is about, like, the funk movement. This is about... What is this? It's like psych funk.
Yeah, was this stuff really easy to make? It doesn't seem like it is. I think you have to be kind of virtuistic to play
and
funk.
And this is the time where these guys are probably laying down like 6 or 7 tracks to do this. Right? Yeah. This is it's an orchestration, should we say? It's pretty fucking well done.
I wonder how many famous people are doing this as a side. We're doing this as a sideline.
We won't ever know. Hey, did you know? I was going to include some of the stuff from the Deep Throat because they had some really funky, groovy stuff. But then it was like everything disappeared from that film, right?
Because somebody wasn't old enough?
I don't know why.
Okay. Well, shall we get back into the music and stop? I mean, now that we've established some context for the wah-wah funk everyone's about
well,
to...
Well, I still blame you because you were the one that showed up with the, you know, I'm not going to blame you. Yeah. The beautiful record that became the impetus. Inspo. Is that what the kids say?
The central inspo. Theme.
Give me inspo.
Yeah. They also say prio. Like,
what's prio?
Oh, are you going to make it a prio?
Priority?
Yeah.
Holy fuck. What else
they
can
also
you abbreviate?
Really, they also really say TLDR in real life.
What is TLDR?
Too long, didn't read.
Offensive.
Yeah, whatever.
Have you ever received a handwritten letter? Like, when's the last time anybody wrote you a letter?
I got a postcard.
Was that the most delightful?
From the Amalfi Coast.
I love the way you shimmied your neck fat when you said that. You're like, I have friends in the Amalfi Coast, and I should be there right now.
So anyway, this is also Quincy Jones, which is what I was going to play anyway, but I shuffled my order around to do a back-to-back Quincy Jones, if you will.
A quintessential Quincy Jones segment.
Anyway, this is from the theme track to the movie Money.
You're listening to the show where Maldor does his pre-prep on the show. It's only The Cure to Catastrophe, RadioValencia.fm.
I'm not gonna do it. I think it's bold. My years ago, they spoke in whispers and hid their sexual perversions behind locked doors. But not today.
What kind of a joint is this anyway?
It's a pansy perch. But they tip good. It's a haven for homosexuals.
Come, Leo. Down to my quiet corner.
Unforgettable. Some of my best friends are. Controversial motion picture rated R.
Easy girl.
are listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on Radio Valencia.fm. It's not porn, music,
no.
Mom Dror, and yet...
No, that was just all 70s wah-wah funk.
Mal Dror, answer for yourself.
I feel like I played something else before this, but maybe I didn't. We kick things off of my set, if this is... Oh, no, I played the Quincy Jones song for Money. I didn't write that down.
That was a Quincy Jones...
Double shot.
Through line.
Yeah. The second song of the set was Streaking Cheek to Cheek by the Ohio Players.
This is not about porn.
No. Then we heard two things back to back from the record that kicked us all off.
Back to back on this episode.
One of which was Some of My Best Friends Are. And then we heard the main theme from Buck Down.
Is that a film you've seen or reviewed recently?
No, but Joe said, I haven't heard this song in a really long time. But then he also was able to accurately identify Dennis Coffey, who is the final song of the set, on the track Scorpio, as a guy who worked on Bruce Lee movies.
Don't sound so surprised at the breadth and depth of music that this man can identify.
Anyway, we've just retrieved food from across the street.
We have, thank goodness.
Al Carajo. Which will hopefully put the show on a nice even keel.
Yes, yes. They used to be good, fond, fine neighbors.
They're still good neighbors. They just, none of them know us anymore.
I know. Well, I feel like you should cue some music so we can get to know one another a little better. Don't do that. I saw you almost reach for, you were like, I have a song for that.
Bow, chicka, wow,
no,
wow.
Exactly, no. We have plenty of that to come. Sorry.
So we are going to skip your second set because Mom Dor's listening.
Here's the thing about that second set. We'll return to this, but...
We'll come to that.
I wrote a note about it. It was feminism question mark? Feminism exclamation point.
Reclaiming the...
It was just, you know, it's some pretty gross shit from the 40s.
Anyway, this is the...
Explicit lyrics, I should say. It's what goes between the erotic novel, right? It's sort of the transition between the erotic novel and the actual porn. There are these women who are singing these incredibly
filthy songs.
They're filthy.
Yeah.
But I think you guys might like them.
We'll get to that later in the show. Maybe when my Mom Dror goes back to grandchild care.
We'll spare you. Mom Dror, thank you so much for being with us this Sunday and every Sunday, as all of our listeners in Radio Land, in future Radio Land. Isn't that crazy?
Yes. Hello, people from the future.
Of the future. Yeah.
All right.
So we won't listen to weird, disturbing stuff from the 40s.
We'll just jump on to your next.
We're going to jump on to Not American. So my original question was, why does America sort of conflate, you know, funk? And I said reggae, but you said, where's the reggae?
There's no reggae in this at all.
Smooth jazz, porno groove. Like, what is this genre? You of all people, because you love to categorize things.
Well, I didn't even play any porno grind.
Is that for men?
No, it's terrible is what it is.
Okay, well, there's a reason you didn't play it, and you expected it to be on my playlist if it were terrible.
Extremely hardcore, just really offensive awfulness.
Okay, so the next thing we went for was Not American, so it sounds exactly like all of the porn funk that we've been listening to.
Can we stop saying porn? This
no.
is our sexploitation, blaxploitation, wah-wah funk.
Okay, that's fine, except that the very first track that we're going to listen to is taken from the album The Golden Age of Danish Pornography, Volume 2. So, okay, Mal Dror, yes, and go ahead, but that is what we're doing. You asked
for this. I was really concerned where you're going after you said taken from, never mind.
The Golden Age of Danish Pornography. Like, what does that even look like? No one knows, but it's really white.
Yeah.
This is volume 2.
I like a good Danish.
Dave, the track is Gimme More. It could only be better or
This is Radio Valencia.
.fm.
We'll be right back.